Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we're joined by Estella Hale, Chief Commercial Officer at Hotel IQ, and Robert Morosi, Chief Commercial Officer at Turtle Bay Resort. In this conversation, our focus is on the hotel commercial teams, most specifically revenue and marketing. In particular, we are looking at how the roles and responsibility in these departments are evolving to take advantage of modern technology, or, as in a lot of hotels, maybe not changing at all. The industry is at a pivotal moment, traveller demands are changing, and the digital transformation is touching every aspect of hotel operations. Hyper-personalisation and the need for commercial teams to have a 360-degree view of the customer is paramount. Revenue professionals must start thinking like marketeers, and vice versa. The best leaders are already making this transition. As for the others, well, they'll just get left behind or become extinct. Hope you enjoy the conversation. Hi, Estella. Hi, Robert. Thank you both for joining us today. Really appreciate you giving up your time. And on that note, I am conscious you are both taking time out of some very busy schedules, not least because it's Thanksgiving coming up where you guys are, so you have a shorter week anyhow. So we're going to jump straight into our discussion. Now, when the three of us got together and we were initially discussing this subject around the future of work, Robert, you made a comment that the hotel industry is at a turning point, that it's at a pivotal moment and there is a need for change and transformational leadership. So I'd like to use that kind of soundbite, that comment, as a jumping off point for this conversation and to get us rolling. And so I'd just like to kind of throw it over to you first and foremost and say, what did you mean by that? what is this pivotal moment that we're in at the moment?
Yeah, the pivotal moment is like, how do we become futurists? Right. And I don't mean like evaluating the future, like determining the future. I mean, thinking as a leader who's leaning forward, what are we going to do differently? How is the world changing from a traveler standpoint and an employee standpoint? How do we think as futurists is number one.
Yep.
I think the technology world, right, and the significance of embracing this digital world that's now become a digital economy really has to be embraced. And as hoteliers, we typically don't embrace that well because normally our tech stack is filled with all these technology things going on, but they're point-to-point solutions, right? And we have to think about, how are we going to bring that together to really determine the 360 view of the customer in terms of hyper personalization, in terms of advanced segmentation, in terms of journey optimization, right? These are the ways we have to start thinking, because that's the way the client is thinking.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And Estella, I mean, you're here from the technology side. So you have a perspective not only from Hotel IQ, but from your previous experience as well. So to Robert's point about the traveler demands changing and being in a moment of change and transformational leadership that's necessary, what's your take on that?
It is so true that digital transformation is touching every aspect of hotel operations. Mm-hmm. And everyone is hearing this mandate of moving from tactical to strategic. One way of doing that is what Robert mentions about looking into the future and looking at what that guest is going to expect. Mm-hmm. So many times you have the desire within the industry, you have the desire of moving to that advanced segmentation, of moving to that identification and personalization of how you treat your guests, just as you would when they are with you. So you have that on one side, but then you have the tactical day-to-day work that simply continues as it always has. So what we have is a gap between what we wish we want to do and what we need to do to, again, be thinking of that future. There is a bridge of technologies, available technologies, affordable technologies that can help bridge that. But you have to start with an understanding of your segmentation to then look at technology to really apply that futuristic view of advanced segmentation. So it goes back to, how do I look at what we have, look at what is possible, and enable the evaluation of those technological bridges, if you will, that exist, that can take us from where we are to where we want to be.
Makes sense. Robert, you're nodding along there.
So much to that, right? You know, it's unpacking quite a bit, right? Because we're trying to really develop future leaders, mm-hmm. right? And what does the future look like in terms of leadership? And how are we developing the employee of tomorrow? And how are we doing things in our environment that will attract the employee of the future, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to that.
I guess just picking up on that, I mean, one of the, I guess it depends what start of the equation you look at. Sometimes I look at it as, do we start to define what we're going to need in a business, or, and then that kind of aligns what we're trying to achieve, or it's not necessarily an and or in fairness, but for the purpose of this, or are we identifying a change, as you indicated, and you use the word sort of this hyper-personalization. Are we seeing that our customer, our guest, is changing? And so in our response to that change, we're then requiring different things internally of the people that we have and the technology that we have. And so that then drives the change. So it's almost which leads the change. And I think sometimes, as from a hotel perspective, I see us leaning into what the guest is doing and what they need, because that's what's driving the revenues. And then we almost respond to that. What's your, being the hotelier in this conversation, what's your kind of take on that?
Yeah, I think we respond late.
Right.
You know what I mean? Typically we respond late, but it goes back to what Estella said. It's like, are you really understanding your business? Mm-hmm. Do you really understand your distribution channel and your segmentation, mm-hmm. and advancing your segmentation, right? Because mm-hmm. that's going to give you a whole outlook on really, really where 80% of your business is coming from and where the low-hanging fruit can be had, right? And so that understanding is really super important. And what technology platform is really going to give you the fruits of your labor when you look at that. Mm-hmm. Combined with the traveler is changing the way they shop. Mm-hmm. Consumer intelligence is king, right? It's like, mm-hmm. they 80% of consumers want personalization. I mean, they tell us that in all these, you know, surveys that we take. You look at all the consulting company insights, they're telling us that, right? Mm-hmm. And when you give them that personalization, their propensity to buy more, it just goes through the roof, right?
Yep.
And it attracts them in a very personal way, hyper-personalization, right? Then you can discover what journeys, what is the journey optimization you can send to that person, speaking to them on a personal level,
yeah.
based on mosaic personas, likes, interests, affinities, all this data intelligence that's key today, right?
Makes a lot of sense.
Building on to that, I think Robert, what Robert is expressing, and add to that the true democratization of data that exists today, right? That mm-hmm. the amount of data and the options that exist for hotels to affordably have systems that allow that democratization of data. Again, keeping that business model in perspective. So you start with what you know. If you understand your business mix, then you do not have to create those personas and journeys for those that are not going to bring you the best return. But you will know what to look for, And when you're evaluating technologies that are going to allow you to do that, then you will focus on those that you're going to get going to give you a bigger return. So you start to create a path with what you know, the democratization of data, affordable technologies that are out there, and create your path towards the highest return customer journey, which is, as Robert was saying, the future of what we're all hearing that the guest wants. So they are taking us there, they are driving us there, but there's a way to start right now.
So linking those changes that the traveler is demanding, linking that the democratization of data and data that's available to us and the power of the data that's available, but then also your point, Robert, about being futuristic leaders, because we want to be evolving. We also need to be evolving as an industry to be attracting people towards us. But before we look at attracting people to us, what are these changes? What are you seeing in your teams, Robert, in terms of the demands that are being made of the commercial teams at the moment by the traveler shift, the demands that are being put on the hotels, the needs for them to embrace technology? And therefore, surely that must mean that we're having to ask and look for different things of the people within our commercial functions. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's totally fair. I mean, roles are changing, right? I mean, marketing departments are evolving, right? I mean, you know, typically in a resort that has a pretty solid top line, you know, if you find three people in the marketing department, most hoteliers would be like, "Wow, that's a big marketing department." However, you know, when we have this expectation of people learning marketing technology meets marketing communication meets journey builders meets content blocks and rich digital assets and dynamic content, right? You know, all of a sudden, you start to need specialists in some areas to really be putting the blocks together to deliver that personalization, to mm-hmm. deliver that optimization of journey and experience. Mm-hmm. And that's where technology keeps coming in. Yeah. That's where I dare say AI is becoming a partner. Mm-hmm. AI is becoming just another employee for us.
Right.
It's not taking away spots. It's augmenting the practice and efficiency. And I look at AI, what we do with AI, as it's just another employee.
Right.
Like, we need that help to deliver the next best experience pre-stay, while you're staying, post-stay, right?
Yeah.
It's really important.
Sorry, I was going to say, both of you, I think also what AI and this new content generation that exists in marketing communication, marketing technology, on the one side, it does attract new talent, but don't you think it also creates the ability for all generations to be learning at the same time? And that is exciting.
Completely. Completely. Absolutely. Like, it's never too late to adopt and understand the future, and it's never too early. And we learn so much. And really, this thing that I've been wrestling with over the last several years is, it's not about really generations anymore. It's about the younger and the older, and how do we blend that experience together and support each other? I mean, 5 years ago, I would have told you I was aging out of technology. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm speaking at, you know, some pretty formidable conferences in front of crowds of 30 something year olds. And they look at me like, when I walk on stage, like, who's this guy? Well, I'll tell you, COVID ramped it. Coming out of COVID shot it up. And coming out of now to the future, we're even going to go at a quicker pace, right? And so, you know, 30, 45 minutes of my day, every morning is spent on the digital world mm-hmm. and digital adoption.
We've been on a video together before. And one of the things that you spoke about was what you've tried to do with your team is to get this 360 degree view of the customer. And that kind of intrigued me, because by doing that, you're in a way, forcing's the wrong word, but you're making each area of your commercial team have to look at this data and get an understanding. How is that shaping the changing interaction, the interplay between those different roles? Maybe different skills are coming out of it. I know there's a lot of loaded if questions on it, but I'm interested to hear what you're seeing practically on the ground with how this is evolving.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said there, right? Because we've never done a good job in our business on bringing sales and service together. Mm-hmm. You look at some of the best sales and service executors out there in the commercial world, you're going to find retailers. Yeah. You're going to find some big retailers who do it really well, who know the defects of their customer, who talk about those defects with the customer. And that's what I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to achieve that, you know, in under a single pane of glass, the steward, the employee, the associate, when they're talking to a guest, knows how we converted them, knows their journey with us, sees the chatbot discussions with them, understands any defects they've had, understands what their likes, interests are, what they've booked, mm-hmm. what AI can tell us is the next best experience in terms of experiences why on a property that we can discuss with them to enrich their stay with us. It's bringing everybody together. It's turning service people into marketing people. It's turning marketing people into service people. And it kind of goes along the same line of what I've been trying to achieve for years in the commercial world is, how do we turn revenue directors into marketers? And how do we turn marketers into revenue directors? Mm-hmm. How do we get them to see that same initiative to bring it all together? And the 360 view is a big piece of that, right?
Well, so that's it. I said, I'll get your point on that, because I'll come back to that last comment in another question I've got to ask you, Robert. So Estella, just on that broad, what you're seeing maybe in terms of when you're working with clients, when people are evaluating, are you starting to see more people be drawn into the conversation when evaluating technology, bringing different perspectives of what the needs are?
The conversations are certainly there. I mean, even at Rock, a big theme was collaboration between teams, collaboration mm-hmm. between sales and revenue management. So it is definitely something that is recognized. It is definitely, in our case in Hotel IQ, that's why we built it as a collaboration tool. It is a pivotal point of understanding the goals of each other and building into it. Mm-hmm. But in addition, one of the thoughts that sparked hearing Robert's comment is it's really a overall understanding that we're bringing pricing and service decisions where the guest makes their buying decision. Mm-hmm. And so that covers the whole journey. It's not just one transaction that happens, but it is the whole journey from search to book to plan to stay. So if you have that in mind, then you're thinking of all of your pricing and service decisions throughout the journey, and you start creating that common goal. But yes, we are hearing much more that collaboration is needed. Therefore, the understanding of the entire journey is needed, and that goes to building the 360 degree of the customer.
No, it makes a lot of sense. So just picking up on your last comment there, Robert, as well, and thinking a little bit further upstream in terms of recruiting, attracting, bringing people into the industry. So let's say, you know, hotels are full of people like yourself, forward-looking, futuristic leaders that recognize the direction of change, know that to support that, we need the technology to help enable and free up our people to be more effective, more productive in what they're doing. But also it sounds as if it's shaping, as you say, to make revenue more marketeers and marketeers more revenue orientated. So are you actually redefining roles, redefining job descriptions? What have you been doing? How has that been influencing what you're doing within your team?
Yeah, but by no means am I going to claim a perfect world at this point in the commercial business.
I thought I was setting you up for that.
You know, however, breaking the silos down is really tricky, and it's mm-hmm. really challenging, and it brings into play change and transformation management, right? Mm-hmm. And usually change and transformation management in our business isn't usually rolled out.
Yeah.
It's a directive. This is what you're going to do. And that's where the armor goes up and protecting the bullseye goes up and retreat back to what we know and all those things. So first of all, how do you break down the change and transformation? How do you teach the future? And how do you bring that value add teaching into play into your business? It's super, super important. Roles are definitely changing in front of us every day. Mm-hmm. I don't have the answer for you today what tomorrow looks like in the role. However, it is around data. It does revolve around data intelligence and consumer intelligence. Mm-hmm. If you have that, then you have the ability to develop the use cases for technology and the mission critical to get your job done, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have that and you don't really understand your customer, you're just going to be doing guesswork,
yeah.
Right? And so you got to take the guesswork out of it, bring change and transformation management training into it, bring your tech stack together, understand your data intelligence, consumer intelligence, and start working from that model out based on use case, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Changing some things.
And I would add, Robert, don't you think that because that can sound daunting, right? It's just sounds so huge, yeah. but everybody can start with what they understand. You can't start with wanting to tackle personas and hyper-personalization. You can start by understanding your business mix and the behavior of your business mix. That's the first step. And then, you know, that drives, okay, what do mutual departments want? What do mutual departments have as a goal? And then those conversations become unified as they go and talk to tech vendors. So there is a way to start with what you have and yeah. bring the teams together so that those conversations are mutual goal oriented and you start with what you know, or yeah. I don't know, what's your perspective on that?
No, I think it's totally, I think that brings in the whole technology umbrella too, right? It's daunting. It's like, mm-hmm. wow, like AI, like where do I even go with that? Little do people realize that AI has been around for, you know, in your world, in your business, in your company, AI has been around for 10 years. You know, I've been using IQ for 10 years, right? And predictive analysis and AI has been there. So it's really start small. Just start with the use case on what you're trying to figure out. And really understanding your customer and segmentation is a great place to start. Once you kind of understand that, then you can move to really understanding your data. And I don't mean like what state are they coming from and how old are they. I'm talking about, you know, a study of taking your data, meshing it with travel data. And there's many large entities who have incredible travel data, and determine your seed customer. Mm-hmm. Determine who that is. Determine what the lookalike is to your seed customer, mm-hmm. and go after it, right? It's really all about competitive conquesting tactics. How do you put that into play, right?
One of the things you've only mentioned the word once, Robert. So I'll pull it up in a minute. Because one of the things I always find interesting is if we're looking for somebody to adapt, to change, to evolve, sometimes I feel we only look at it one side of the equation, and that is that's maybe our employee has to adapt, has to evolve, has to change. And sometimes I question, well, where is the training? Where's that disappeared within employers now to help encourage or support or to nudge? What's your take on that?
My take is that we have lost it as an industry. Mm-hmm. And it's a dangerous path to failure. We have to get back at it. It takes time. It takes money. It takes resources. But we really have to get back to training. I mean, look at what we do in the hotel, right? I mean, in the sales and marketing area, in that commercial ecosystem, we take independent contributors and make them leaders. Mm-hmm. And don't give them any training.
Yeah.
Like, and now you have a staff of 5, 10, 15, 20, 40. And you know, it's a recipe for failure. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we have to continue to train leaders and put the time and energy into that. Everything's changing. Everything's changing the way people shop, the way people consume, the way they look at inspiration. Like there's so much changing, and we have to train our leaders on it. We have to train the people who we believe in to be real leaders, to lead people, to think in the future, to lean forward. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't come. It doesn't come. And we lag in that area. I wouldn't say we're on the cutting edge of that in terms of an industry. So how do we really do it better? And it's one of the things I try and do better every day. It's why I do these things. It's why I get up on stage and talk, because I'm trying to develop the leader of the future, right? The employee of the future.
That makes a lot of sense. I'll let you have a think about your summary bit, and I'll get Estella's take on her take on training and what you're seeing.
I think that when you enable your team, again, not only making an individual contributor up to a team leader, but when you enable truly your team by training, by understanding, by exposure of the new technologies that are coming out, you're enabling to grow in that role. But then if they move on to another property, you're enabling the growth of the industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. So true. Going back to an earlier point that this can be multi-generational, that is allowing the growth, the training, and the adoption of technologies out there to who wants to step to a leadership role, and monitoring that is a constant, that is not just at the moment that you receive the promotion or at the moment that you made the change, but that is a constant. It allows for teams to continue within their personal growth. And then when they reach a point of maybe maturity, where their growth at one property is at the top and they move to another property, we start to see the influence throughout the industry. So I agree with all of those points.
Makes a lot of sense. So I started at the beginning saying you guys are giving up time in a busy schedule. So I'm conscious of time. So we'll get to the final bit, which is just if someone sat down with you, Robert, and said, right, I heard you talk, I watched this video Revenue Hub did. Give me a couple of bits of advice. I'm bought in. I want to be futuristic. What are some of the things I should? What are maybe the 2-3 things? Where should I start?
Be open to technology. Mm-hmm. It's only going to travel at a rate that is far faster than we've seen it. So you have to be open to it. You have to learn it, and you have to understand how to do it, right? In chunks, right? It takes time, but if you put in a little time every day and you go to, I would say the biggest thing is, the way I learn it is, go to the big consulting agencies, right? And go to their, get their apps that all deliver their insights, and you can chunk it down as far as insights to, like, I want to know about AI technology. I want to know about travel. Mm-hmm. I want to know about the economy, you know, and these things that come into your feed every day. Spend the time reading that, because all of these consultant agencies are futuristic leaders. They're going to put you out in front, right? And that we have to stop reacting and be proactive and determine the future and where we're going 6 months down the road. If you really want to be a commercial leader, you can't be sucked up into the operation today. You've got to learn what's happening tomorrow and have your line of sight on what's happening tomorrow. So my thing is, put some skin in the game. Mm-hmm. Learn it, because you can, because we're all learning it together at the same time. And so if you put some skin in the game there, it's just going to trigger a lot of light bulbs. And then the other thing is, who can you attach to? Mm-hmm. Who's really your mentor in that progress? Who can you bounce ideas off of? Because if you're in it alone, it becomes a very lonely world that's very daunting, as Estelle said, right? Yeah. So who can you have that conversation with, whether it's one individual or several individuals, professionals, experts in the field, and just reach out to them? Yeah. You know, he or her will talk to you, because that's a true leader, right? And yeah. So it's available to you if you want it.
Yeah, good points. Estella, your summary, what advice would you be giving?
I would say those that have listened this far have either heard of the digital transformation or are starting a digital transformation themselves, because it's a key trend. We can't avoid it. Mm-hmm. Don't just turn and look at your IT or technology team on this topic. You know, just start to embrace it and start with what you understand. What do you understand of your business, and what do you want to see at the future of what you understand of your business? So if you start by understanding, again, the example I gave earlier was your business mix and the behavior of your user, at one point you'll be tackling hyper-personalization. Mm-hmm. So if you start with what you understand, if you embrace digital transformation and not leave it for technical teams, but adopt it and invest in the technology and the training programs that are needed for your team, then that changes the conversations that you have precisely with the technology vendors that are going to come and speak to you in terms of solutions and features. But you can now have that conversation as a unified team that speaks up, what is my problem that I want to solve? What is the defect that I have in the service side of my consumer? So it drives the conversation differently, and all of a sudden you're on your way to digital transformation.
Very, very interesting. We could have gone off and spoken about any single one of those elements for a lot longer. So conscious it is kind of an overview above those topics, but thank you so much for spending the time. Really, really appreciate it. Really enjoyable.
Thanks for focusing on it.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you, Robert.
You take care.
Thank you, Stella. Bye.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Estella and Robert for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.